knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
We will serve him. We will serve him. And while serving him, we're going to serve him faithfully. We're going to serve him joyfully. And we're going to serve him willingly. We're going to have a willingness to serve him. I don't care if it's good times or bad times. We're going to want to serve him. I look back over Peter's life. There was a time when I said that Peter, I didn't think that Peter really, Jesus wasn't the number one thing in his life, even though he said it. It wasn't until Peter's thinking had to be changed. Somebody said, well, Pastor, you got to prove that to me. Sixteenth chapter of the book of Matthew. Sixteenth chapter. Jesus had just came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. And he asked those disciples a daunting question. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Peter went on down and they guessed. Somebody said, somebody, you this, you that. And then Peter, the same Peter that he asked this question to, stood up and said that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And I mean, Jesus pat him on the back. He said, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father that is in heaven. And he said, and I give unto you, Peter, keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thing you loose on heaven will be, and on earth, I'm going to loose in heaven. Whatever thing you bound on earth, I'm going to loose it. I'm going to bound it in heaven. Gave him the keys. Put the keys in Peter's hand. And I believe if you just continue to read, put chapter 16 up there, verse 22 and 23. That same Peter who had just expounded about who he was, when Jesus began to tell them how he was going to have to die, that same Peter, and I like the way the King James said he did it. Peter took him. Who won't be Jesus this morning? Brother Kevin, come on up here. You're going to be Jesus. I'm going to be Peter. Now, Jesus has just gave me the highest praise that I want to be. Then I'm going, Jesus began to tell me, I got to go, y'all. I'm not going to be here too long. I got to go and die. I'm dying for the sins of the world, and I'm going to die. Then I'm going to take him. I'm Peter. I'm big, bad Peter. Come here, y'all. You made a mistake. You're not going to die. You're not going to win and die. Huh, who told you that? And then Jesus had to tell Peter, Peter, get thee behind me. And he knew it was Peter, but he didn't call him Peter, did he? He said, get behind thee, Satan. You know why? Because Peter was thinking just like this world would have thought. You can go sit down. Peter didn't fully love him at that time. Peter knew him. But Peter really didn't love him at that time. Because I know y'all remember that time. Y'all remember when Peter, praise God, he would, not only did he rebuke him like that, pull him aside, y'all remember when Peter denied him. Poor Jesus getting ready to go into a trial. Disciples scattered like a bunch of rats on a sinking ship. Peter decides to go into a garden where this young girl happens to be. And this young girl recognized and said, you know, that's one of them that was with him. And Peter said, not me. You got me for mistaken identity. And then a couple of other guys come in and say, yo, oh, that's him. He looked like him. He even got the kind of clothes that they wear. No, not me. Then somebody else come up and say, yeah, I think that's one of them. Go look at him. He got the haircut like them. You could tell Marines by the haircut that they have. He got the haircut. Boy, did the Bible tell me that Peter started cussing like a sailor. And when he began to start cursing and denied him, the light bulb went off in his head. Jesus had already told me. Y'all remember that, Peter? See, at that time, the only love that Peter had, y'all know there are three different words for love. Eros, there's a filio, and then there's agape. At that time, Peter only had filio love for God, for Jesus. Now somebody say, what's that filio love? That filio love is that love that we have one to another. Brothers have to brother. That's where we get the word Philadelphia come from. Filio. It's a love. And see, that's the type of love will make you, it'll make you go do everything for your brother or your friend. But Jesus was trying to teach them a different type of love. See, filial love, if Deacon Robinson, my ace boon coon, I'm going to lay everything on the line for him. But if I don't care too much for you, I'm not going to worry about it. But Jesus was trying to show Peter and them that there was a different type of love. And it's called that agape love. That love that loves where there are no strings attached. That love that loves not only your friend,
but it loved the enemy. That's why John, when he writes, records God's word, Jesus' words in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then when you go into verse 17, he said that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. God did not send Jesus in this world to condemn you, but that the world, that means you, through him might be what? Saved. That's the kind of love that Jesus came to teach to Peter and them. So when we say that we love him, we say that it's going to be revealed in our life. Praise God. If we say we love him, praise God, we're going to want to serve him. We're going to want to serve him willingly. We're going to want to serve him faithfully. And we're going to want to serve him, praise God, with our whole heart, soul, and mind. If we love him, we live in a day now where they throw the love word out as though it's but we throw that word out. Man, I love you. Yeah, I like that. Just something to say. I love you. But he asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? If you love me, feed my lamb. A lamb is nothing but a young sheep. He's just trying to let us know that we need to take care of all of these young folk. If you love me, he said, feed the lamb one time, but then he said, I want you to feed the sheep twice. We should take care of the body of Christ. We got to feed them the word. We got to take care of them when they are in need. I said need, not greed. We have to be the one. That's what the church is for. I'm going to ask the same question to us today that Jesus asked to Peter and the rest of those disciples. Do you love me more than these? Because if you love him more than these, the things of this world, your life is going to reveal that love. Your life, praise God, is going to reveal the fact that he is going to be first and not last in your life. Your love will show that you're going to serve him. Amen. At whatever the cost. In the fifth, I'm through. Fifth chapter of the book of Acts. After Ananias and Sapphira told that lie and all that, the church is getting established. These apostles, Peter and all of them, were going on doing their thing. And of course, the Sanhedrin got upset. And there was a guy that stood up by the name of Gamaliel. Anybody know who Gamaliel was? Gamaliel was a guy, he actually was one of the guys that the Apostle Paul sat under. And Gamaliel made this comparison. He told the Sanhedrin, he said, you know, there was a guy by the name of Theudas, something like that, Theudas. And he said that Thaddeus had about 400 followers. They were talking all this stuff. And guess what? They killed Thaddeus. And the 400 fled. And that